Chapter 16, The General Conference Session of 1888. Pre-1888. Ellen White had not been able to attend the General Conference Session of 1886, because she was still in Europe, just concluding her third visit to Torre Pellice in Italy. But she was aware of the interest in the Book of Galatians that was being taken by some of the leading brethren. That conference, 1886, she wrote to G.I. Butler, was presented to me in the night season. Records are meager, but the matter of the law in Galatians was discussed by a group of leading workers at the time of the General Conference session in Battle Creek in 1886. In her letter to Butler she said, "My guide then had many things to say which left an indelible impression upon my mind. His words were solemn and earnest. He stretched out his arms toward Dr. Wagoner and to you, Elder Butler, and said in substance as follows, 'Neither have all the light upon the law, neither position is perfect.'" In another account of this experience she told of how, while in Europe, she was shown what took place in Battle Creek at the 1886 General Conference session. 2 years ago Jesus was grieved and bruised in the person of his saints. The rebuke of God is upon everything of the character of harshness, of disrespect, and the want of sympathetic love in brother toward brother. In, the Apostle Paul wrote of the added law, and in of the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Among Seventh-day Adventists for 2 years there had been controversy over which law he meant. This was not a new subject of interest to Seventh-day Adventists. J. H. Wagoner, in his book The Law of God, An Examination of the Testimony of Both Testaments, published at the Review Office in 1854, took the position that the added law of and the schoolmaster of was the moral and not the ceremonial law. He took the controversial stance that not a single declaration in Galatians referred to the ceremonial or Levitical law, p. 24. Opponents of the Seventh-day Sabbath commonly use lines in the Book of Galatians to support their view that the law was done away with at the cross, phrases such as curse of the law, schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, the yoke of bondage, etc. And in trying to meet this argument early Sabbath keepers explained that Paul was referring to the ceremonial law which was fulfilled at the time that Christ was nailed to the cross. According to Uriah Smith, Sister White had a vision in which this law question was shown her, and she immediately wrote J. H. Wagoner that his position on the law was wrong, and the book was taken off the market. Uriah Smith to W. A. McCutcheon, August 6, 1901. This settled the matter for a number of years. Then the question was raised as to whether the counsel given to Wagoner referred to the doctrinal positions in the book or to the matter of publishing conflicting views. In the mid-1880s E. J. Wagoner, son of J. H., associate editor of the Signs of the Times in Oakland and teacher of Bible at Healdsburg College, was moved by an Ellen G. White address read at a camp meeting. He seemed to see Christ hanging on the cross as a sacrifice for his sins. He determined to delve into a study of this saving truth, a truth he felt he must make known to others. R. W. Schwartz, Light Bearers to the Remnant, p. 185. The angel guide, who in vision took Ellen to the tabernacle in Battle Creek at the time of the 1886 General Conference session, declared, "There is much light yet to shine forth from the law of God and the gospel of righteousness. This message, understood in its true character, and proclaimed in the Spirit, will lighten the earth with its glory. The great decisive question is to be brought before all nations, tongues, and peoples. The closing work of the third angel's message will be attended with a power that will send the rays of the Sun of Righteousness into all the highways and byways of life." See also A. V. Olson, 13 Crisis Years, p. 305. For Seventh-day Adventists generally the 1888 General Conference session in Minneapolis and the Ministerial Institute that preceded it bring to mind a matter of great importance, the message of righteousness by faith and the considerable resistance that met its presentation. Before we review the history of Ellen White's work at that crucial meeting, certain points of background and development should be considered.
1.
Although, as we look back, the subject of righteousness by faith is seen as one of great importance, it was but one of many pressing matters that called for the attention of the delegates who met in Minneapolis for the 27th annual session of the General Conference and the Ministerial Institute that preceded it. 2. Other matters were new missions, new churches, plans for a missionary ship, Pitcairn, to serve the work of the church in the South Pacific. 3. Consequently, the information concerning just what took place at Minneapolis in the way of theological discussions has come largely from the E.G. White documents and the memory statements of a few who were present. 4. As to establishing positions, no official action was taken in regard to the theological positions discussed.